to you from the heart of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. It's Monday, August 19, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, CBP Commissioner. Well, he's blasting Google employees for irresponsible petitions against his agency. The far-left fringe activists have created a national security problem for all of us, he says. Number two, almost 2 million protesters marching in the streets of Hong Kong. This is the moment for Red China and its relationship with the rest of the world. What happens next could change everything forever. And number one, liberal Democrat, in fact, far-left liberal Bill Maher took on the squad beginning on Friday when he made an epic takedown of the BDS movement against Israel and said anyone who supports it is an anti-Semite and ignorant of history to boot. House Democrats seem tone-deaf on all of this, but Bill Maher, no, he's stepping up. And Bill Maher sometimes seems to get it right. Not always. In fact, most times I don't agree with Bill Maher. He's a far less liberal Democrat, a lightning rod, if you will. But in this particular case, Bill Maher nails the BDS movement. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and others who've conducted themselves as openly anti-Semitic. This comes on the heels of the whole rejection by the nation of Israel originally to allow Omar or Tlaib into their country. Now, keep in mind, boycott, divest, and sanction is BDS. And so Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are openly advocating a boycott of Israel. So when Israel says, you're not welcome here, we're boycotting you in effect. Everybody comes off the rails on the left. Some on the left say they're going to attack. But I want you to hear this from Bill Maher. It's bite number seven. Needed a little bit of editing. Took a little bit of time to get it cleaned up for language because of the vulgarity done in a humorous fashion. But here's Bill Maher discussing the BDS movement. What does he really think of it? It's bite seven. Go.
BDS is a bull. Purity test by people who want to appear woke but actually slept through history class.
It's true. Thank you.
It's predicated on this notion. I think it's very shallow thinking that the Jews are in Israel mostly white and the Palestinians are browner, so they must be innocent and correct, and the Jews must be wrong. As if the occupation came right out of the blue, that this completely peaceful people found themselves occupied. Forget about the infitadas and the suicide bombings and the rockets and how many wars. And let me read. Omar Barghouti is one of the co-founders of the movement. His quote, no Palestinian, rational Palestinian, not a sellout Palestinian, will ever accept a Jewish state in Palestine. So that's where that comes from, this movement. Someone who doesn't even want a Jewish state at all.
And that's exactly what it is. No Jewish state at all. Not ever. So Rashida Tlaib from Michigan's 13th Congressional District says, well, we should boycott his program on HBO. Maybe folks should boycott his show, said Tlaib, who went on to compare criticism of the BDS movement to the controversy surrounding boycotts of South Africa's apartheid regime in the 1970s and 1980s. And then later on the weekend, Tlaib and Omar were tweeting around a cartoon put together by a guy who was one of the winners of Iran's contest that says the Holocaust was a hoax. Now, how much does that take? They're sitting around cartoons that one shows Benjamin Netanyahu's hand over Tlaib's mouth, and one shows Donald Trump's hand over Ilhan Omar's mouth, but created by a cartoonist who is an anti-Israeli, anti-Semite, who believes the Holocaust was a hoax. And they wonder why they're having difficulty and why people are pushing back, or they don't care. Here's what Tlaib said in part. I am tired of folks discrediting a form of speech that is centered on equality and freedom. This is exactly how they tried to discredit and stop the boycott to stand up against the apartheid in South Africa. It didn't work then, and it won't now. One Jewish state in the world. It's the one nation in the Middle East where Arabs and Jews and Muslims and Christians all live together. It's the only nation there now. In fact, if you're Jewish, you're not allowed into several countries, including Saudi Arabia. Not allowed. And one Jewish state is too much. It tells you a lot about what you need to know here. Meir's segment came just one day after the Israeli government said it would deny entry to Tlaib and Omar. They later reversed that, but they didn't go anyway. Meir opined on Omar's past comments in which he seemed to suggest that Jews control the world, control the money, and might have played a part in why they didn't get a hero's welcome. Yeah, you think? Tlaib's tweet came in response to a post by Intercept columnist Mehdi Hassan, who criticized liberal Meir for railing against BDS, Palestinians, and Omar Tlaib with an all-white panel featuring no Palestinians, no Arabs, no Muslims, no people of color. You know, it's not all about color. White people have valid opinions, too. Surprise! White people have valid opinions and points of view, too. Just being a person of color doesn't make you right or make your argument valid or credible or moral, for that matter. On Friday, the Israeli government did say that Tlaib could visit her relatives in the West Bank, including her 99-year-old grandmother, on humanitarian grounds. But then the Interior Ministry released a letter signed by Tlaib in which she promised not to advocate boycotts during her visit, then appears to have let her decision then cancel the trip altogether. Here's what was written. Visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions meant to humiliate me would break my grandmother's heart. Humiliate you? Again, you openly call for the boycott of Israel. The BDS movement is something that's taken very seriously in Israel, and people that support it are not allowed in the country. You know this. This is all part of the game. You know that people that support BDS are not allowed into Israel. That's why you came out and openly supported it and then tried to go to Israel. You're playing a game. I hope the voters of Michigan and Minnesota see through what this game really is. And it is a game, and it is disappointing. All right, still to come today. We'll have more on that. Don't worry. That story's not going anywhere. Still to come today. We're going to go get in the Wayback Machine with Elizabeth Warren as she continues to apologize for co-opting Native American heritage, of which she has none. But I want you to go back and hear something special. We'll get to that. Plus, we'll check in on your health and well-being and a whole lot more. It is the Steve Gruber Show on Monday, August 19th. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. Do that now. We'll be right back. Low rider, drives a little slower. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.